Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of CUTV News Radio Live Worldwide. I'm your host, Jim Masters. It's a real pleasure to have you with us today. Today is Monday. It is June 22nd, 2015, at the time of this broadcast. It's 1 p.m. here Eastern at the CUTV News Radio studios, and we appreciate your tuning in. We're always seeking out and celebrating and finding some amazing guests that don't just talk about things. They relate with our audience. They share their experiences. They welcome you to connect further with them, even beyond the actual broadcasts series here on CUTV News Radio. So we hope you do that. We hope you learn something from our shows. We also hope that you'll follow up and connect with our guests, because they are here dispensing information, advice, and a wealth of material that is available to you, even when the show is wrapped up and the episodes are concluded. So one of those guests who is quite amazing, she's a bundle of energy. She always has the wheels turning. We were just talking about that. Even on a Monday, she is gung-ho about doing things that empower people and inspire people and connect people together, and she loves bringing people together. Matter of fact, a little bit later in the program, we have special guests that will be joining us on this episode. Stephanie Best, who's a client, and Shannon Bruce, a colleague and co-founder of the Leadership Collaborative. They will be joining us a little bit later in the broadcast, but first, let's welcome Wendy Ballman of Wendy Ballman Coaching and Creative Services back to our show. Her website is wendyballman.com. That's B-A-L-M-A-N. You know, of course, you would be hard-pressed to find a coach, and we've talked about this on this series, a coach who hasn't been coached themselves, and Wendy has shared that with us. There's something about the coaching process that inspires people to sort of pay it forward. And maybe it's because the core competencies of coaching, like active listening and powerful questioning and direct communication, are the same skills we all need to have that success as leaders. And Wendy Ballman is the founder, as I mentioned, of Wendy Ballman Coaching and Creative Services. And she specializes in one-on-one coaching for entrepreneurs, change agents, and leaders who want to access more of their innate creativity and leadership presence for greater effectiveness, enjoyment, and really impact at work as well as in life. Not just in work and just in the business environment, but in every moment of their life. In addition to traditional coaching, she also offers training in the core competencies of coaching for things like individuals who want to expand their communication skills. Wendy also provides the foundation to apply for and pursue coaching credentials too. So if it's something that interests you, this field of endeavor, she can help you and point you in the right direction. It's really amazing work that she does. She also works with the Leadership Collaborative with colleague and co-founder Shannon Bruce, where they guide and support leaders, teams, and organizations to increase productivity and engagement using a team approach. Their creative partnership has allowed them to combine their skills and expertise for greater impact in larger or more complex and organizational challenges. She says that, this is Wendy, oh, it's all Wendy, deepest joy comes from utilizing her talents and training so that others can experience renewal and fresh energy as they engage in their life's work, both personally and professionally. It really doesn't get any better than that. We've got a busy show today, lots to get done, so we're going to dive right in. Let's welcome back to CUTV News Radio Wendy Ballman of Wendy Ballman Coaching and Creative Services. Wendy, it is so great to have you with us back here on the show, and thank you for joining us once again. We've got a great show in store today. You there, Wendy? Gotcha.
Oh, yes. Can you hear me? Okay.
Yeah, we
yes,
gotcha.
Yes, I was saying
yeah.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
It is terrific. Let's dive right in because I know we have some exciting special
yes.
guests who will be joining us in just a moment. Refresh us a little bit on, I did, of course, that introduction just moments ago, but from your perspective, refresh us on the work that you do and Wendy Bowman Coaching Creative Services, some of the offerings that you have.
Sure. Well, you know, one of the things that I'm very passionate about is being able to live out of my own values, what brings me joy, and I found that then that's also the work that I want to do in the world. So I'm very passionate about living out of my values, what brings me alive, where I can experience joy in the work that I do. And I'm also passionate about creating together with others and being able to do that in a way where we can align together most successfully to accomplish, you know, what we want to accomplish in a team or partnership setting. So that's also what I get to do for a living. And so I'm kind of living the dream as far as that's concerned, because that's what I enjoy the most. So how that plays out is with one-on-one coaching. I meet with people. I'm in the Chicagoland area. So if people are local enough, I can meet them in person. But I also connect one-on-one with leaders, as you mentioned, entrepreneurs, change agents, executives, those people who have leadership responsibilities and want to grow their capacity for creative thinking, who want to counteract some of the normal leadership stress that happens as a leader. You can't get out of it. It's inherent in leadership. So, you know, what does it mean to have a lifestyle where you are continually renewing and refreshing your spirit, your energy? And out of that as well, besides the one-on-one coaching, whether in person or virtually by phone or Skype, I also do team coaching and work specifically with teams who want to enhance their engagement and relationship with each other and their productivity together to align better together. And then I also do training. So I train leaders and groups of people who want to incorporate the core competencies of coaching as a team and as leaders. And I also actually train coaches. So people who actually want to specifically get credentialed as a coach and do that work more in a official capacity and as a coach in that role. So those
really
are the main things that I'm up to.
Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you cover
yeah.
it, you know, from assisting people yourself, then to being able to empower them to assist others, and there's really nothing better than
yes.
that, because you've got it going and coming, which I think is great. The things, of course, you need to know to be successful as a coach, which we've talked about, are really the same things you need to be successful as someone that is being coached, right? It is all mm-hmm. interrelated and connected.
It really is. The core competencies of coaching, so there's 11 competencies, and this is set by the International Coach Federation. And they've identified that coaching is present when you're following these 11 competencies. And what I found as a coach, that the very same competencies I use to create a vital and successful relationship with my client and supporting them in being successful, I found that those same competencies are actually what make me much more successful as well as a leader. So when I am working with other leaders, working with a team in a organizational setting, I found myself to be much more effective, and my clients expressed that as well. And we're seeing how when they use these same core competencies, their relationships within the workplace are much more dynamic and much more fruitful.
Tell us, if you can, and then we'll have our special guests start to join us, the difference between coaching for compliance and coaching with compassion.
Yeah. So, you know, there's, you know, coaching is still, when I say relatively new, there's still people who are learning really what is it and may not have experienced it yet. They're still not as familiar with what it is. And I think in the workplace, the form of coaching that tends to take place most often is coaching for compliance, meaning a leader or manager or someone who has direct reports is working with the people that they oversee, and those people have tasks and things that they are supposed to accomplish. And so the coaching is around, have you done your tasks? What's in the way? I want you to be successful. What do we need to do so that you are getting done the things that you need to get done that you've committed to? So that in itself is not bad, but when it only focuses there, it actually can produce more stress for not only the leader, but the people being on the receiving end, because it's really very much task-oriented and in a singular way. And so to add to that, yes, tasks and productivity are key, but when that's the only thing focused on, it actually increases stress in the workplace as opposed to alleviating it. So coaching with compassion brings in and recognizes the values and the personhood of the person who's being coached and being developed and grown as a leader. And with the compassion approach, it allows for and grows more of an open atmosphere. It can alleviate stress. And it can actually open up the relational lines of communication more freely so that people are actually not afraid to receive feedback. They can be more open to feedback, more open to, some of those things that inherently have stress connected to them.
There are some data points, I know, briefly, that you wanted to mention to our audience, and then we'll welcome our first guest right after that.
Oh, sure. Sure. Well, Gallup Research is an organization who continues to do research around workplace engagement and such topics. And their latest research says that up to 69% of the U.S. workforce is disengaged. That's a lot of people.
Because they're all shopping online and they're all on Facebook or Twitter instead of working.
And, exactly. And, many times it's because of the stress level. It's because of the low relational connection that they have with others. There's not a sense of alignment, not a sense of buy-in. And many times people don't really see how they can bring their personal values and talents to the workplace in a way that would allow them to be more engaged and to actually have enjoyment in what they do, in the work they do. So that is so that's what we're working with, is that 69% of people who actually have so many talents and abilities, but it's not being realized or experienced in the workplace. Part of what I've seen in working with individuals and teams is We have a team diagnostic that we've used, and through coaching with compassion, we've seen with teams an average of a 29% increase in engagement, trust in the workplace being a huge part of that, and also then because of that, we've seen 20% increase on average in productivity. So they definitely go hand in hand with each other.
That is tremendous. And it's always great to see those
So absolutely. Yeah. We're going in the right direction. Yes, this is good. And with the core competencies, one of the things that one of the ways to utilize them in the workplace is to actually and using them together is to be more purposeful in creating alliances with our teams, with our direct reports, with our peers, and also with those that we report to. And those alliances not only deal with the logistics and the tasks of what we do, but they also deal with connecting with each person, bringing their values, bringing what brings them alive, what brings them joy, and actually paying attention to that part of how we really in the workplace. And we found that when we do that specifically with designing alliances, that people, that is a big part of where the engagement starts to increase as well as the productivity.
Let's welcome our very first guest, somebody very special that you've had an opportunity to work with one-on-one, Stephanie Best, of course, client, and she's going to discuss with us designed alliance with family. That's quite interesting, so I'm fascinated by that myself. Let's welcome her to the show. Stephanie, are you there?
I'm here.
Stephanie, welcome to our show. It's great to have you with us today.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Stephanie.
So tell us about...
Hi, Wendy.
Yes, Wendy. Wendy's here, too. And tell us a little bit about your involvement and how you've collaborated and you've been able to, you know, as a client, work with the wonderful Wendy Ballman and talk about, again, how you used a designed alliance with family and more.
Yeah. Well, Wendy came into my life through the Coach Training Institute, where I am a current student. And I'm just thrilled that I made this connection with Wendy. She's been a fabulous coach for me, helping me with my professional life, my personal life, and growing as a new coach.
That is tremendous.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm really excited to that she invited me to join you guys today.
Now, you've even been involved with something to do with buying a house and moving in with a stepsister, weekly meetings to discuss finances, living arrangements, a relationship in real time. How did that all develop? How does that come into play?
Well, I made some big life changes recently. I stopped working at a corporation where I was for 18 years. I moved about 4 hours away from where I was in the state of North Carolina in with my younger sister, and she and I have the same father, but we were not raised in the same household, so we never lived together before, but we've always been really close, and we made the decision to move in together for the first time as adults, share all of our, you know, financial, you know, expenses with the household. And, you know, I talked to Wendy about this and, you know, I had a little nervousness around it. And her suggestion was, well, design an alliance with your sister. And we've been living together now for about 6 weeks. It's going great. We have a weekly family meeting every Thursday. We have continuing agenda items like finances, going over all bills and what's going on with the money. We have how have I gotten on your nerves this week? How have I, you know, that's going to come up.
That's right.
We have, what have I done that you really liked this week that you want me to continue doing?
That is wonderful.
So it's been really great. We also, as Wendy mentioned,
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, as Wendy mentioned, you know, it's really based in your values. And so, you know, we started the conversation talking about what is our vision for living together? How do we want this to feel? You know, in words like respectful and fun and healthy came up. And so we actually even designed an alliance around cooking nutritious meals, eating healthy, exercising, and those types of things as well.
So this has been a wonderful experience and relationship. Wendy has really fostered these incredible values and this wonderful information that has helped change your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wendy, I'm sure it's a pleasure having worked with Stephanie as well, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, I thoroughly, and she knows this, I thoroughly enjoy being able to work with her and always look forward to our calls.
Now, we have another great guest that's on the line with us, Shannon Bruce, colleague and co-founder of the Leadership Collaborative, and she's going to join us as well. Shannon, welcome to the party here on CUTV News Radio with myself, Jim Masters, as well as Stephanie Best and Wendy Ballman. We're all here. Welcome.
Good morning. I guess it's not morning for you guys. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we ever, it's a pattern that I have that if I speak with folks who are in a time zone that is behind the time zone I'm in, I always try to let them know, since I'm an hour, 2-3 hours ahead of you, you can plan that the next 3 hours life is going to be okay. Because I'm ahead, so I already know the answer.
Great. You've already gone ahead for me, huh?
That's right. So I always get calls from the West Coast folks all the time. Well,
great.
Tell us about the Leadership Collaborative and how you've worked with Wendy and what this is all about. This sounds really exciting, Shannon.
Definitely. Well, Wendy and I came together, you know, speaking to the whole values and following that sweet joy that she talks about. And our real commitment was to come together and find out how can we align and leverage our strengths in support of the clients that we serve. So really, the Leadership Collaborative was born out of that.
So explain that further. So let's dissect that a little bit. How do you do that? Tell us about the process and how people, you know, how it benefits people.
Well, I think if we were just to keep it even in the context of this designed partnership alliance, I think that's really, really what we're taking a stand for is to create a foundation for teams and leaders within organizations to actually slow the pace down so they can actually build relationship, connect as human beings, and ultimately then accelerate their results. Because we know part of the goal and the purpose of being a team in an organization is to produce results. The challenge oftentimes, however, is that when, you know, teams come to us, the results have gotten to the point where they can't get to that next level, and a lot of it's because of the relationships and the dynamics among the team that are hindering those results. So really, the Leadership Collaborative is about building that foundation for solid relationship so that the teams can accelerate their results based on trust and the other qualities that are important in building strong teams.
So the clients that you work with and the folks that you work with, do they come from all different points in life and all different arenas of endeavor?
Well, you know, Wendy was pointing to the team diagnostic, and, you know, we work with any type of team that is recognizing that there is an aspect that is hindering them from reaching that high performance that they want. So sometimes it could be a team in crisis. Several of the teams that we worked with were actually in crisis, meaning people were so burned out and there was so much distrust that they weren't able to get the job done without being drained. To those high-performing teams that are already doing things well, but recognizing that if they want to take, you know, the results to a new level, they need to be able to stretch out of their comfort zone. And anytime you say that you want to make that kind of change out of the comfort zone, it creates a need to develop a solid foundation of safety and trust so that these types of conversations can take place and people can bring their voice and their solutions to real business challenges. So really, teams that are, you know, at a stage where they're acknowledging, we want to make a change, things aren't working as well as we would hope, and we want to take it to the next level of performance.
Mm-hmm. And, so, and to add to that, too, I wanted to intersect just for a second because part of what, you know, we also take a stand for is the optimal time to do that is at the beginning. You know, at the beginning when either a team is being formed or a relationship is being established. And that's not always possible. But, you know, part of what we encourage and hope for is that the more that people will do this at the beginning of an engagement or a project or even when new people come into an established team to design that alliance up front can actually help kind of stop and put an end to a lot of some of the drama that can happen when there's not clear relationship alignment within a team setting, especially when a lot is at stake. So, when possible, it's great to do that at the beginning or close to the beginning of when people are working together.
Now, Wendy, working with Shannon in the way that you do, and you know, being co-founder of the Leadership Collaborative, tell us about that and the relationship you have in working with Shannon Bruce and some of the wonderful things you've been able to accomplish together as colleagues and co-founders.
Sure. Well, you know what we part of why we're both passionate around, you know, designing partnership alliances is because that is what actually was our first step when we decided to work together, and that's actually made the whole difference for us. So when we met each other and got to know each other, we realized we were both passionate about leadership, developing leaders and teams within organizations, and we saw that we wanted to actually have the most successful connection and relationship as colleagues. And plus, we're long distance. So Shannon's in the Pacific Northwest near Seattle area. I'm in Chicago area. And so we're not local to each other. So we actually had, we hired a coach to work with us and to help us create a designed alliance and kind of think through and process through what we both wanted and as colleagues and co-owners and co-founders. And then also, besides that, it's actually kind of a living dynamic. So it wasn't just a one-time event, but we've used that as a foundation to grow and develop. So as our, you know, as the Leadership Collaborative has grown, changed, and shifted, we've been able to have those conversations about, okay, what's different now? Okay, how do we want to approach this now? It might be different than it was, you know, yesterday or last year or 3 years ago. So that's part of why we stand so strongly around this. And then we also then use this between us and our clients. So we create and purposely design an alliance between us and our clients. And then we also then support our clients in creating these amongst themselves. So it can really any kind of relationship where you're wanting to be intentional and have the most abundant relational dynamics that really bring out the best in everybody. We found on all of these layers that designing alliances can really make a difference.
Now, Wendy, there was we've got about 2 minutes left. It's going by real fast. There was something you wanted to share with us, some sort of a surprise, an offer, right?
Oh, yes. So one of the things that I'm really excited about is I'd love to offer for anybody who is interested, if you go to my website, which Jim mentioned is wendybauman.com, and if you sign up for the newsletter, which don't worry, I will not spam you in any way. but if you sign up for the newsletter, I will send you a free overview of how to create a design partnership alliance. So it'll give a description, and then we'll actually walk you through an overview of the questions you can ask and how you can actually use this as a tool in your relationships, whether personally or professionally. So that would be one thing. And then secondly, for those who are interested in actually having myself and potentially, if it's a larger team, might potentially even work with Shannon on this. If you're interested in actually having a design partnership alliance, either between you and a business partner or you and a team, I am offering a special discounted price right now for anybody who
That's
would like
great.
To do that. So, again, you can go
That's
to my
great.
Website and
yep.
Let me know.
And it's Wendy
I'm running out of time.
Bauman. Yes. Yeah, we are seconds away. WendyBauman.com. I also wanted to mention ShannonBruce.com, her website too. Stephanie Best and Shannon Bruce, Wendy Bauman, thanks so much for joining us on the show today. This was terrific. Wendy, I know you'll be back with us next week, same time on CUTV News Radio. But thanks for joining us, ladies, and sharing your stories and your information. It was tremendous. Hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You, Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. And thank you for joining us here on CUTV News Radio. I'm your host, Jim Masters. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Stick with us. More shows coming up throughout the day. For now, enjoy your day, and thanks for listening to CUTV News Radio.